This goes to Dr. Ben, V like Victor, E, N like November, K, A, T, R, A, M like Mary, fax 989-956-9157, and Dr. Abid, A, B like Boy, I, D like David, Khan, K-H-A-N, fax 989-802-5083, regarding Marie, and middle initial L, Wilmot, W-I-L-M like Mary O-T, date of birth 8-14 of 1953. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Wilmot for evaluation of increasing levels of protein urea. They were first noted to be increased September 5th of 2023, and then January 16th of 24, protein to creatinine ratio had increased from 0.4 up to 1.02, non-nephrotic range, but still increasing. The patient had been using ibuprofen quite regularly for a fractured wrist at that time, but has since stopped using ibuprofen, and she is not using anything for pain at this time. She does complain of severe neck pain and states that she has several vertebrae that are herniated, C3 and C4, above the previous surgical site for C5 and 6, she reports. She's got increased headaches also at this point, and she's been experiencing significant vertigo. And she was recently evaluated at the Central Michigan CMU hearing clinic for severe vertigo. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations, no known history of heart disease or valve disease, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. No unusual rashes currently. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, cervicogenic headaches, systemic lupus, a sensory neurohearing loss, fibromyalgia, polyarthralgia, osteoporosis, which is severe, cervical spine stenosis, joint hypermobility syndrome, depression, a remote history of DVT, history of anemia, benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, and Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is strongly suspected. Past surgical history, she's had multiple shoulder surgeries of bilateral shoulders, and she had cervical fusion with subsequent hardware removal for C5-6 herniation. She had a tonsillectomy done in childhood and a recent bladder suspension in May of this year. Social history, she's an ex-smoker. She used to smoke a pack of cigarettes per day for approximately 10 years, but quit smoking in 1978. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow, lives alone, and she is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, stroke, hypothyroidism, asthma, cancer, severe bipolar depression and schizophrenia, kidney disease, and also vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome in her sister. Review of systems as stated above. Otherwise negative. Drug allergies, many allergies. Acetaminophen, amitriptyline, Ativan, Betadine, Celebrex, Codeine, Combazine, Cymbalta, Darvon, Darvocet, Depakote, Valium, Doxepin, Epinephrine, Estrace, Gadolinium, Ibuprofen. In the past, I usually caused tinnitus, nausea, steroids, gabapentin, hydrocodone, Levaquin, Versed, morphine, Novavax COVID vaccine, nortriptyline, penicillin, Plaquenil that caused dizziness with projectile vomiting, Reglan, RIZATRIPTAN, Topamax, UBRELVY, Ultram, Vicodin again, that's hydrocodone, and Vistaril and Xanax. Current medications, Synthroid 25 microgram, and everything else is a supplement. And there are about 15 different supplements that she takes daily. Physical exam, height is 5 foot, 60 inches, weight 127 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 70, and pulse is 68. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple. She does have spasm in the left upper trapezius area. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no CVA tenderness, no peripheral edema, no noted rashes. In labs, we have a protein to creatinine ratio, 116 of 24, a 1.02, and 95 of 23, 0.4. 519 of 24, creatinine is normal at 0.58, normal glucose, calcium 9.5, sodium 142, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 25, albumin is 4.6, liver enzymes are normal, GFR is much higher than 60. Her hemoglobin 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. And urinalysis was done 122 of 24, negative for blood and negative for protein. Specific gravity less than 1.005, otherwise normal urinalysis. Assessment and plan, one, proteinuria, that's increased within the last 6 months. We will repeat a protein to creatinine ratio, urine protein to creatinine ratio now, and then every 6 months thereafter, unless there's a significant change. She should continue following her low-salt diet and her plant-based diet for protein intake. She should also avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, as those are known to cause proteinuria or worsen it. She also has number 2, systemic lupus, and she will continue to follow with Dr. Venkatram for management. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.